Welcome to the Blood Cancer Experience, a podcast by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. This podcast connects people affected by blood cancer to resources that inform, support, educate, and empower. When it comes to cancer, it's hard to navigate the unknown, and there are no easy answers. We're here to bring you the information you need to make sense of every step of your blood cancer experience. My name is Megan Norrish, and I'm the Community Services Manager for the BC Yukon region of the LLSC. Today on the show, I'm talking about coping with grief and loss with Megan Massad. Megan is from Ottawa, and she is a volunteer, supporter, and a sister to her younger brother, Paul, who passed away from lymphoma. Megan, thank you so much for joining me today, speaking with us about Paul and sharing your experience with grief and loss. Megan, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your connection with the LLSC?
Hi, everyone. So a little about myself. My name's Megan Massad. I'm from Ottawa, Ontario. I currently work for the government, and I started with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society about 2 years ago when my family reached out to make a donation to the organization. And from there, I met one of the organizers and event planners, and we had a coffee. And while having a coffee with her, she invited me to do my first charitable fundraiser for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And then from there, I just decided to partake. I guess they were having a Tamarack Ottawa race weekend, a 10K run, and they were raising money for obviously different types of leukemia and lymphoma research at the time. So I solicited my friends and family to raise as much money as I was able to. And then since then, I've done 2 10-kilometer runs for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'm also a grief counseling volunteer for the peer support program that the organization offers. I've volunteered for so many events I can't even count. With the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I've worked as an event coordinator for the Canadian Cancer Foundation and with a few other cancer-related charities across Ottawa, such as the Roger Neilson House and CHEO. So that's a little bit of a introduction, I suppose.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Tell us a little bit about Paul and your experience with grief.
So my experience with grief started about 2.5 years ago when my little brother, Paul, he was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma cancer. And my family's lives was changed forever. I find non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the type that he had, it's more one that it creeps up on you. So when we had detected it, it was so far along that there wasn't too much we could do. So obviously after he was diagnosed, he immediately began chemotherapy treatment, but his body was completely unresponsive to it and all forms of the radiation as well. So over the course of the next year, the doctors tried all different sorts of chemotherapy treatments, and he even eventually went through a stem cell transplant, all of which didn't really seem to be working. So then eventually I tested positive to be a bone marrow donor for my brother, and we were all set for the operation. But on his last visit to the doctor, they decided that it would be too much of a risk and it likely wouldn't work because he was so far along. So there wasn't really anything that they could do. And I think that was the hardest part for my family, because with each procedure, you know, they give you the statistics and you're thinking that that there's hope, and you know, you pray each day that this could be the treatment that will save them. But obviously in the end, there was nothing that we could do, so we felt kind of helpless. And it'd been about a year and a half since my brother's initial diagnosis that he passed away from the disease. So it's hard to talk about, especially like a little more of the personal details, but I'm really confident that it can help someone else out to know that people have been through something similar.
Thank you so much for talking about Paul with us today. We really appreciate it. Can you talk specifically about what you have done that has been helpful for you in the grieving process?
I think one of the things that really helped me was just coming to terms with the fact that we are human and we're only human and we have to take the time that we need. Some people require a lot more time than others to heal, and it's inevitable that you will go through a little bit of a hump. Like initially, I think the first week I, you know, just slept until like 1 p.m. every day. Like, you feel really hopeless, but I think it's really important that even while you're grieving, you do kind of see yourself moving forward eventually. And something that really helped me that I kind of had read about is that setting small goals for yourself while you're grieving. I'll give you an example. So something that I really enjoy doing is running. Obviously, you know, after he first passed away, I had no energy to run, and you know, you feel just, you don't want to do anything sometimes. But I think that when I set these small goals, it was almost like the first goal I has, okay, I'm going to get out of bed at 10 a.m. this morning. And then the second one, okay, I'm going to go for a walk. It's just so important that you still remember how important it is to maintain your mental and physical health. Just not to let that on the back burner, because if your loved one was still around or still with you, they would want the what's best for you. They wouldn't want to see you, you know, in you know, obviously this inevitable grief, but they would eventually want you to try and pull through. So never feel guilty about kind of moving on and taking like, I don't know, 20 minutes a day to try and forget about it and really do something for yourself.
You mentioned that journaling was very important for you. Can you explain why?
So journaling, I find really helped me just because it allowed me to still feel connected to him. And I realized that although, you know, my brother's survival was out of my control, I could still help other people that were in similar situations to my brother. And in journaling, I actually kind of realized this because I was able to put all my thoughts down and my emotions down and say, you know, I feel that the world is unfair and whatever. But it kind of, once all of my thoughts were on paper, I almost was able to look at it from like a third party or an abstract view and say, okay, well, how can I kind of make light of this situation, or what is there, you know, what are the positives that can come out of it? So it actually kind of gave me a lot of peace and happiness. And it was through journaling that I was able to decide that my new mission for my life would be to help as many people as I can that have been going through similar situations as my brother, particularly younger people that have been affected.
Which moments in your experiences with grief or situations have stood out to you?
I can think of one moment in particular. One thing that really stood out for me, it's probably one of my most cherished memories, is when my dad and I were able to give back and donate a lump sum of money to a family that was hit pretty hard by cancer. So I'll give you guys a bit of a backstory. After my brother passed away, Meetings Barbecue, they're a little restaurant in Orleans, and they're actually friends of our family. They threw a big New Year's Eve party, and they donated all of the profits from the ticket sales to help out my family. And a few of my brother's friends and I, particularly Jared Floyd and Jared Galley, they had the idea of donating the lump sum of cash to a family that had been affected by cancer, because I find a lot of the time, you know, you'll give the money to an organization, but sometimes it's specific people that can really be hurting. They don't have the financial aid, the parking or the transportation, or I'll give, or for example, like my mom had to take off almost like a year of work in order to care for my brother. So things like that, that you almost don't really consider, like every family member is going to take a huge hit financially. So my dad and I, after we were given this huge lump sum of money by Meetings Barbecue, we sat on the money for months until we found the right family. I found the family over a GoFundMe page. It was a young man with three daughters, and he had been suffering from stage 2 cancer. He was actually only 27 years old. So we reached out to him. We ended up going over to their house to visit them with a check on Christmas Eve. And I remember we slid the check across the table, and his wife saw it, and she just started crying when we gave it to them. And then I started crying, and then my dad started crying, and it was just such a beautiful memory. And they, since then, you know, they reach out every Christmas and New Year's, and it's just, it's really nice. And I'm just telling this story because I can't stress enough how much it'll help heal your family and your grief when you try to take a negative situation and turn it into a positive for somebody else. A lot of the time, you know, like I said, you feel so helpless when you lose a loved one, but turning the grief into love and compassion and trying to, you know, get away from the resentment you may feel in your heart for having that negative situation have happened to your family. I think, you know, moving past that is something that can really, really help. I believe that the families that I've met who are able to bring some good to other people out of their grief, there's a lot of people, you know, who have different foundations out of loved ones that have passed away. They've experienced the most healing and happiness.
Wow, what an amazing gift to that family, and what a testament to your family for coming so far and being able to turn your experience into a positive one. If you had any words of advice out there for families or friends who are or will go through a grief experience, what would it be?
Reach out to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society or even the Ottawa Cancer Foundation. There are so many resources that are available and readily, people are readily there to help you. You know, really focus on your mental health. Never put that on the back burner. Ensure that you are, you know, taking the time to actually work on it. And I guess, like for me personally, just it was only until a year after my brother's passing that I finally went to see somebody to talk about what I had been through. But I wish I had gone sooner. Like it's things that it'll come out in different ways. Your grief and your sadness and the pain that you're experiencing, you might not think that like that it still haunts you, but it's sad to say, but it will, and it takes time. So you know, definitely the best advice I could be is just try and focus on your mental health, spending time as much time as you can with your family, and talking to anybody that you feel comfortable enough to kind of go through that process with.
Thank you. That sounds like great advice. Is there any resources or tools that you have used that helped you cope?
So there is actually a booklet, and it's an e-booklet. It's with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I believe it's on the website. It offers a variety of different resources, and this can kind of go anywhere from helping with the parking passes at the hospital. So say your family has to visit the hospital every day and they're paying for parking all the time. There are different organizations that can help subsidize those sorts of things. I think that's the really great resource.
Thank you so much, Megan, for taking the time to tell us your story today. If you have any questions about grief, or if you need support to navigate your experience, I encourage you to connect with a community resource specialist near you. You can do so by contacting the LLSC at 1-833-222-4444. 4884. You can also visit our website at llscanada.org.
Thank you for listening to the Blood Cancer Experience podcast series by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. You can find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts, so be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email with your comments or suggestions to canadainfo@lls.org. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada is dedicated to funding cutting-edge research and supporting people affected by blood cancers. To learn more and access resources including fact sheets, booklets, and webcasts, visit llscanada.org.